Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You guys, this episode is brought to you by Heaving Bosoms Podcast. On the Heaving Bosoms Podcast, two long-distance BFFs, Aaron in Alaska and Melody in New Jersey, gush, giggle, snark, and snort their way through a different romance novel each week. Aaron and Melody have recapped everything in the genre, from traditional 80s bodice rippers to alien cousin double penetration erotica. You read that correctly. I hope they do Jorge's that he just wrote. I hope they do the telenova from Jorge. They started recording Heaving Bosoms because they love reading romance novels and wanted an excuse to catch up every week. And now they have a huge community, but the podcast is still completely self-published and self-produced in their free time. I love that. I love two lady moguls. I love that they're best friends. I actually grew up reading romance novels, and so this sounds super fun to me. If you love Bachelor Nation, but you wish there were more dukes, vampires, aliens, and billionaires in your romance stories, this is the podcast for you. It's Heaving Bosoms Podcast, and you can find them on your favorite podcast app and on the www.heavingbosomspodcast.com or at @heaving_bosoms on Twitter and Instagram, and Heaving Bosoms Podcast on Facebook. I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm really bad at spelling. Bosoms has one S in the middle. I would probably say bosoms, and then I wouldn't be able to find it. So it's B-O-S-O-M-S. Thank you guys for buying an ad. I love that you guys listen to the podcast, and I hope everybody listens to yours. It sounds really cute, really fun, and I love that you guys do this. Bye. Oh, yeah. Now, this is Ben Higgins from back in the day. You don't know him, but he's really fallen from heights.
Oh, she would have seen him last night.
That made me crazy. I was happy to see Jorge, but I was not happy to see anybody else.
No, that whole thing was upsetting.
That's me. No. When you're an early bloomer and you're as erotic as I was at the age of 12, you know, my milkshake brought all the boys to the yard. Oh my God, welcome to a very exciting and special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. I can't believe this is happening. I'm back in Los Angeles. Janet Marine of Little Compton Real Estate, for all your summer rental needs, has set me free. But boy, does she like to talk about Bachelor in Paradise. I am with four of my favorite ladies in my house with all of my wallpaper and basket lights. And I feel like I've been hanging out with two of these ladies a lot, because I just binge watched you guys. I just binge watched you, and then I watched you again with my mother, who claimed that she'd watched Insatiable. And then I was like, what do you think of that part? She's like, I didn't see that part. I think she slept through all of Insatiable. So I forced her, and I would like poke her if she started nodding off. This is Arda Marine. I'm here. I'm going to start across from me. There's also three cats.
I made Arden bring the cats in. I admit to having an issue.
This is my friend. This is my friend from Chelsea. Lately, she's a wonderful stand-up. She's a New York Times best-selling author. But you were so fucking good on Insatiable. You know her now as Angie Bledel. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Zach Alonso!
Thanks, girl.
and I just have to say, because I wanted to say, so we could chat freely, to my right is the rookie of the year. I mean, that's probably how you're best known, is from your work learning The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. She came in January. My mother thinks that you're a real pistol. You were on Jesse. You are a Bachelor aficionado. And you are killing it as Patty Waddell on Unstageable. Ladies and gentlemen, the Waddell ladies. I can't even believe it. Yes. Oh, my God. You guys were so good on the show.
You too. Were good on the show. Yeah. Everyone's so good on it. They really are. Even ourselves.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's hard to watch yourself, but this is the first thing I've ever... I actually haven't watched something I've done in a long time. And what was fun was seeing... Like, I enjoyed watching it because I didn't see what anybody else had done. And then the show's so fun that I didn't find myself wanting to kick myself in the head when it was my own stuff.
Yeah.
Did you feel good watching it?
I have like a strange conflicted relationship with it as well. But ultimately, like, there's so much non-Patty storyline. So, yeah, I was able to like really, like, it, you know, it wasn't a thing where I was just like having to digest my face at all points.
No,
like,
no,
it was
so
really
good.
Like, I got
so good.
I was like totally able to get into stuff. And, you know, those are the scenes that I wasn't there for. I wasn't privy to seeing how they developed it. And what people put in them. So that was fun.
Speaking of, yeah. You got to make out with Billy Baldwin. I had such a crush on him. I used to live near him in New York City during his like Backdraft years. I would stalk him hard. Like he was.
Did you ever get to make out with him?
I mean, in my dreams, I made out. I feel like I panicked and like bought a muffin near him once. I was like, oh, no, you could go first. You know what I mean? Does that count?
It's nailed
close.
It.
It's very close.
Bloomer Arden.
How was making out with a Baldwin?
It was exciting. I mean, it was my first Baldwin. Probably my last, I'll assume.
I feel like between all of us, we should have like the cast of Insatiable gets to make out with a Baldwin. And like we will not rest.
Don't
like,
suggest that to Lauren or we all will like eventually everyone will end up making.
I really enjoyed Choi.
Does Haley count?
Oh my God, I love Haley.
There we go.
She got a ring on a finger, but
okay. Okay, wait a minute. I love Choi. I love Choi's storyline.
He's awesome.
Nani's so good.
Speaking of people who make out with people, Choi makes out with the most girls of any guy in the show.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah,
that's
me,
true.
Dixie, Kimmy, who else? I guess them. Yeah, he has like multiple relationships.
Did they show him making out with Dixie? I guess they did. They cut really dirty. They cut their really,
they
really
did, like,
aggressive
gunplay in the backs of the scene. And then they did like the... I mean, no spoilers.
Yeah. In case you go find the things that were cut.
Yeah.
My cat loves Bachelor in Paradise. Wait a minute. Debbie, this is your first time watching Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And?
And it feels like all of the work that I have done through Ari's season and Becca's season led me to this moment.
Because I remember I didn't start watching The Bachelor. And with me, I mean, sitting in her beauty pageant sash, her flawless sash. So. We have new homeowner Katie Levine and Anna Hosnier. Now, I remember when I first started watching The Bachelor, somebody was like, oh, are you going to watch Paradise? And I was like, no, I'm not a loser. Like, no way. Why would I don't understand. It's like musical chair. Like, I don't get it. Why would I don't understand. And they're like, you should just watch it. And I was like, all right. And then I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's wonderful.
Did you understand that it's like
landline?
How cheap? Like, I mean, but The Bachelor takes itself so seriously, and The Bachelor in Paradise does not.
Right.
So it takes a minute because you're like, wait, are they being serious? But, I mean, the opening credits kind of tell you that they're not being serious.
Well, but there's like a really
you have a landline.
I don't get cell service here.
Okay.
I don't get cell service. I literally can't get calls.
Okay, then you have to.
My
have
mom
a
is very, very specific about me always having a landline.
Do you have one?
I have one.
All right.
It's and actually I did just have to cancel it, so now I guess I can get kidnapped.
Oh my God, I'm gonna come kidnap you.
Oh my God,
no,
stop,
but actually
Arden.
Like I get it because I'm always paranoid of dying. Like I just always think someone's gonna murder me. I would definitely have like no service when I needed it most.
It
so I think it is smart
movies.
To have a landline.
Ryan Duffy and I are obsessed with the murderer. My first like the generic murderer. My first year that I lived out here when I was 22,
guys.
I had like a hammer under my pillow. I slept with a hammer under my pillow. Okay, wait a minute.
I That is traumatizing to imagine in a self-defense situation.
No, it would really go over. There's no way it would end up in my hand.
Yeah, no.
That hair, I'm basically providing, like, you know what, murderer? If you didn't, if you forgot your weapon in your car, here's a hammer.
Throwing, like, a frisbee towards them.
Here's a hammer.
No, but you can't have any kind of weapon if you're nervous. But I had used to have pepper spray, and I sprayed it into a fan one time because I thought it was a person, and it, and the fan was on, and I pepper sprayed myself.
Did you do that
real
for
story.
Real?
Yeah, in Hollywood.
How old were you?
Oh, I was like 25.
That's old amazing. Enough to feel way better.
Yeah, old enough to.
You pepper sprayed yourself. That's amazing.
Yeah, leaving it on Beachwood Canyon.
You know that I got a blood clot doing the worm over a piece of sound equipment at like the age of 32 at a comedy show in Brooklyn to a Bill Biv DeVoe song. And I got a blood clot the size of a black balloon on my crotch. Did you know that?
No, I have no idea.
I'm having a really hard time finding the correlation.
No, of what you do as an adult, where you're like, that happened as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But right, that's way worse.
That was my best self-defense. Yeah. It's like, you think you're going to come after me? Look at this crotch. You really don't want it. You don't
yeah,
want
that's
it.
That's fair.
Okay, wait. So, Debbie, when you see Paradise, so you see, it's like, you probably are too young to have seen the original Karate Kid.
I've seen the original Karate Kid.
Okay, so you know how he's having Daniel, like he's painting eventually, and then when he's actually finally fighting.
You know, it's like a direct reference in the show as well, how we reference an 80s movie in every episode of Insatiable. There's a Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi.
I'm sorry, yeah. I passed out with my mother for half of, I thought I watched the
show.
She
watches it and she just goes, bullshit, my line.
Not my line. I play Regina, not my line. I play Regina.
Anyways, yes, paints
so,
the fence.
So when you sort of, everything's been laying the groundwork
yes.
for this show. Do you like it?
I really like it. It's, you know, the way that I feel like Bachelor, you know, has like a linear storyline
yes.
and you can kind of track with one couple or yes. one person and watch their journey. Bachelor in Paradise, there's like a fluidity, which
yes.
just feels chaotic,
yes.
which I respond
yeah,
to.
Yeah, me too. And I remember talking to somebody who used to work on the show, and they were saying the beauty of it is, like, on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, they have to protect the whoever is the Bachelor. Mm. So they have to protect the fantasy that they are Cinderella, they are Prince Charming, they're the one.
Mm. Right.
Whereas this, everyone's a fool. So if you show up, they're not protecting anyone.
No, they want to make you look as bad as possible.
So and this is also makes it interesting doing the podcast because it's also like it's less linear. So I say we pick a narrative and we follow it, and then we pick another. Should we start with the most boring one, Tia and Colton?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't like it.
It's like she's the new Ashley I. It's like he doesn't
like
her. Aaron Foley and my friend Lori think he's gay.
I don't get that vibe. I just think I think it's weird that she's forcing him to date her on a show where you're supposed to just go, like, meet new people and
it's
date
like a
them.
Free-for-all, yeah.
Yeah, and yes, like, all of a sudden she's like, well, what are you doing here if you're not committing to me? And he's like, I didn't, like,
yeah,
I didn't come here to date you. I came
here
to be on.
Wearing swimsuits and drinking pina coladas.
Yeah. So I feel like he got real bamboozled, if you will, into.
It made me have compassion for him on Becca's show in that he may not have been thinking. He doesn't seem that into Tia. Like, because I felt for a little while of like, oh, he wanted it to be Tia. It's like, I don't think so. I think he actually liked Becca.
I think he likes Becca. I think he went on a date with Tia, and I think she
locked
needs to maybe let it go just a little bit. Just a little.
I think that he is young. Yeah. I think that, like, I was really actually incredibly impressed by how he handled things with Becca. I thought that was, like, really, you know, the way to graciously kind of find yourself in the situation. Like, there had to be a point at least halfway through, if not, like, in the final six or five, where he was like, this is not my girl. Like, I'm on this journey to kind of win this conquest, but this girl and I are so not compatible. Like, he had to know that.
Yes.
Because he's so young and she's so, like, mature and ready and she's no bullshit and she's ready to kind of go through it. I met her.
Okay,
which
tell us everything.
I just want to talk about it.
I just smiled.
I saw in your eyes because I just remembered when I was talking about her. I just remembered interacting with her.
I saw that photo. I was so jealous.
Robert said that you were at something in New York and that Debbie got more starstruck.
It was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
Where were you?
We were at AOL Build, the Build series, doing a panel. So it's myself, Alyssa Milano, Dallas Roberts and Lauren Gus is our showrunner.
Yes.
And so we're all speaking. Yeah. And people are asking questions like 13-year-olds are like, this one's for Debbie.
Yeah.
How do you have a long and illustrious acting career? Yeah, and I'm like, anyone else want to take this? So it kind of, I already found myself in a situation where I was just like, be cool and serious and like professional and go for the critics, you know? Which was like not our game plan on this show, but whatever.
Yeah.
So as I'm about to walk in, I'm like walking in and I see a girl who I know and have hung out with, who is a Victoria's Secret model, and I like saw her and I was like, oh, that's crazy. I wonder.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking in and they're like, yeah, she's here right now promoting the new t-shirt bra. And then after that, we have Becca and her, and I was like, oh my
God. Della said you got flustered and teary-eyed.
I heard myself make the noise. I found myself having to catch the tears. It was so mortifying. And then as we sit down on the stage where I had finally composed myself,
I was
like, okay, she'll come in like after us, like whatever. And we're about to go. And Ellis is like, hey, Debbie, what's happening behind you? And we look out the window and they're stepping out of the thing. And I hadn't seen the episode where he proposes.
Oh my, so you didn't know. You didn't know.
And we had been doing like very corresponding press. Like I would go to a morning show and then they would be going afterwards. So it would just say Becca and her new fiance. So I was very intentional to not, my boyfriend and I decided to not watch it without each other, the whole thing. So they walk out and out of this chauffeured car come her and her fiance, and that was my reveal. And I was like, just trembling.
How did you feel? Were you disappointed? Were you happy?
I got it. Got it based off of the statement that he issued when he got into trouble for the liking of the photo. Yeah, yeah. She issued.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could tell she was like, why else would she be coming to his defense?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I went on this journey and I'm getting to know him, and I want everyone to get to know him the way that I did. I was like, fair. And then I, like, got to speak with them.
Yes.
And that was, I mean, first it was just me and her, which was great.
Is she lovely?
She's, like, everything that you see on the show, but better.
Is she beautiful?
She's beautiful. Her body is crazy. She's, like, passionate and so, like, really engaging. And, like, she doesn't feel like she's doing a bit, but she definitely feels like she has that, like, star power where you're, you exist in a different plane. Like, she's cool. And then just, I, like, talked with them, and I was just talking to him. He was like, I'd never watched the show before. My friend just, like, submitted me. And she was like, yeah, my friend submitted me. He was like, yeah. And then I had to make a video. And so I just went out where I went fishing. And I just, like, put it up in a tree. And someone walked by. And I was talking to the camera. I didn't know how to do this. And I all of a sudden was like, oh, I understand. You're the most earnest. Like, you are so sincere. There's nothing about you that's, like, complex enough to want to hurt her. Like, I really think he just wanted a love journey. So I'm rooting for them.
A love journey. I'm rooting for them.
I said that. I said, but the host asked me about it in front of everyone as they started the segment with me just like trying not to cry.
That's so exciting.
And you did that. I literally at this moment was like, I said it in the thing. I was like,
This ruined me.
Wasn't it the best, though? It's the best.
She's me. I want to be friends with her.
I know, right? I'm also really loving Becca, young Becca from that. She's a pistol.
Do you remember like a few in where I was like, she's charismatic, but I don't know. People are like, I don't like her. And I was like, I don't know. There's something about her that I like.
She's
and then
great.
I was like, oh yeah, she's for sure stirring shit up.
Oh, she doesn't care.
Wait, which
young Becca? So young Becca with the short hair who was so young.
Right.
And she would like pop off on people on like tell all.
Yeah.
She always wore the huge earrings.
Oh, Becca.
With the short hair.
She fell asleep at a pot farm for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that girl.
Yes. So her mom couldn't find her.
Her mom couldn't find her.
My favorite story. But she's like off just like causing shit, which I love, like online. She doesn't care because they can't control her. She's a live wire.
Yeah.
She really is.
Okay. So we're back with Tia Colton. So it's like so boring to even get into it. She's like, we need to talk. I want to find out, fight for you. And he's like, yeah, this is for real. It was just like.
She made him say, I'm your boyfriend.
Oh my God.
And then.
Squealed.
And she was like, and, you know, I just didn't feel it the other day, but I didn't feel it before, but now he's ready. And I'm like, that was 10 hours ago.
Dude.
He wasn't ready. So he's not ready now.
And Raven?
He just wants to stay on the show. He doesn't know what else to do.
It was a cop out of, like, she's like, I just need you to tell me something. He's like, yeah, I should be my girlfriend.
Well, he tried to leave. He was like, maybe I should go. And then she's like, maybe I should go too. And he was like, okay. And then Bibiana.
I feel like the producers were really like, you got to get him to stay somehow.
The sheer fact that they got another one-on-one. I mean, How mad were you? Yeah, were you so bored?
I was so mad because I was like, what is the point of them going on a date?
Oh,
like,
God.
And it wasn't even that. I mean, yeah, she gave him an ultimatum, and that's the best way to start a relationship.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, there's so many other people that are deserving of that date card.
They were just excited to bring Raven back. I was happy to see that she was so happy with Adam.
Yeah, I had kind of forgotten about them,
I went and
to be
looked
honest.
At her Instagram
Tell
afterwards.
Tell me everything.
Like their story, I mean.
It's really cute. They are like a really cute couple.
Yeah, I had forgotten that they had gotten together and were still together. I don't know why.
What I like about them, is the ones that feel like they're going to make it, they don't move to L.A. Like, I think that she splits the time between Arkansas and Dallas because I think he's in Dallas. So she's opening like she has a little business. She has like a clothing company.
Yeah.
And, like, I think if they really... It's better not to come to L.A.
If you want to stay in a relationship, stay in Arkansas. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
From there. And I can tell you that, like, just don't break up with anyone if you're there because there's nobody else around the corner. You just want that person. You're like, forget it. The other options are terrible.
Oh, God. I feel like I was just with someone from Arkansas.
No, Arkansas is good. They have really good, like, good Southern guys. So it is actually. I'm totally being facetious because it is awesome. Like, they have a good accent.
Today, Sarah. You have nice makeup on.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Are you wearing me? I was going to say your skin just looks so
You've got
good.
Nice Thank lashes.
You. Yeah.
So I got lashes. I got fake lashes in Tiverton, I went in Rhode Island. I think she did a good job.
They are good. I have real, these are just mascara, but I got a lift and I'm very excited about a lash lift. I need everyone.
How long does it last?
It lasts like 3 months.
What is it?
It curls them up.
It's like a perm.
That's what I need because I have long lashes. I need that.
It feels really good. It's nice. And then it's like, and then you wake up and you just look like
where do you get that that's what
this
I need
girl named Stacy. I'll give you her number.
I'll go to Stacy. I felt like Angie and Tiverton did a good job. I was like, I don't want it to look like a moth landed on my face. Like, I just wanted,
I know, but it's fun though.
They're exciting.
Yeah,
it's
but
exciting.
Yours are good. I
she
like
did
it.
A good job.
They're good for the first 4 days, and then after that you have like 6 winky lashes falling off of your face.
You've done it. You've done it
brushing against your cheeks, and it's pretty hard to handle.
I'm on day 3.
All right.
I'm going to wink at you soon.
Let's see.
You come see me in 3 days.
I want photos of the progress.
Oh, it's
in
not going to be.
A couple weeks, it'll just be
It's
like
not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
Because underneath they're blonde, too. So it'll be real clear when Winky starts chunking off.
This so are we going to all get a lift? Or are we
oh, we're all going to get a lift. We're all going to get a lift. We're going to every kind of.
Stacey will be so excited.
How much is a lift?
Don't do this.
We'll cut it out.
I can't remember. It's like.
$100?
I think it's a little less than that. Maybe 80 or 90.
Not really.
Yeah. 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That's great. You don't do this.
No, that's what I want. This is what I want.
Yeah, this
because
is good.
I can't get extensions ever again.
I'll double check that.
Will they fuck up my lashes?
Off.
No, I just pick at everything. So I can't have gels. I can't have extensions.
Like, I get
also
it.
The maintenance is annoying.
Yes.
Because you have to keep going and then you have to lay there for like an
hour. Oh, you've done
and
this
half.
Before. You've done this.
I did it for my wedding and then I loved them so much that I wanted to keep them. And then a month later, I was like, this is.
Oh, in my mind, I was like one and done. Like this, I'm going to be freaky in September as they start falling off. And then that'll be that. This was more like, I'm in Rhode Island. Yeah, mom, let's go to the lash bar. It's like.
Oh, it was a date with your mom.
When
That's
I go
better.
Home, I just get into like a yeah. Even though, like, let's do it.
And was that while Janet was at Bridge?
Janet was at Bridge. Janet went to Bridge, okay. And then can I just tell you, she only knows you from the podcast at first. She goes, oh my God, look at that. Look at Keith. Look at his big ass.
Is his name Keith?
That's Keith. She goes,
I love that you have a cat named Keith.
Yeah, that's Keith.
I have a dog named Jim.
Dude, Keith and Jim.
Just guys.
Keith will take the deuce of a lifetime, too. Keith goes, oh, Janet goes, your friend's got a really big part about, and I was like, yeah, mom, she's like, your friend's got a very sultry voice. She always just talks to you about.
I listened to you guys' your mini podcast with Janet and Mittens.
Yeah.
And wow, flooring and humbling, the things that she was saying about me.
She loved you. She loved
I just want to say,
show.
If you're listening.
She is listening.
Janet.
She's listening.
I love you and I'm a fan of you. Obviously,
oh
I keep
God.
Up with your life because I've asked about your bridge. I've asked about Mittens.
I've just now encouraged her to go online dating. She doesn't like guys her age. So if you're a guy out there between 55 and 65, Janet's a spry. She's got a good business. She owns her house. But don't be a dirtbag and don't give my mom an STD. Sorry, mom. I'm sorry, mom. Anna looked horrified. my mom's fun. She needs a cute boyfriend.
Yes.
I don't think she wants one. But if you're a cute guy and you think my mom would be fun, email us.
Email us.
Okay. So Let's talk about the horror show that is The Goose. I hate this given nickname. He gave it to himself.
What's his real name? Chris.
He's such a dipshit.
He's the worst.
I think they all went to Paradise. They didn't know that he sucked because I think it hadn't aired yet that he was a hothead. So they didn't know.
Him and with the every time they do like a solo of him and he has that bandana.
The Karate Kid thing.
It makes me insane. So it makes me uncomfortable.
And then he fully gaslighted. Like when he was pursuing Tia. And then when he kissed Crystal and then she called him out on it and then he was, if you looked up gaslighting in the dictionary, it was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm all, I, he just, he yeah. fully has no accountability and he makes you feel like you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his MO.
He did the thing he did last time where he's like, oh, no, you're right. Like, I actually decided beforehand that I was actually taking myself out of this threesome.
Yeah, I'm dumping like, yeah. you before you can dump like, me. Yeah, and he, and she was like, I'm removing myself. He's like, I already removed myself. She's like, well, I'm removing myself. And he's like, well, thank you. I was like, you're dead.
Yeah, the worst.
Crystal's coming off better than I wanted. She's coming off okay.
She's fine. She has a new voice.
With Yeah.
She does have a new voice.
With the exception of the slow talking.
Right.
Yes. It's the voice is much better.
It's back to normal. Why do they keep they're doing this with everyone. Why do they keep putting the black bar? What is coming
on
out
their butts?
On their buttholes. Are you blurring out their buttholes?
Their asshole their asshole's got a lift.
I actually would love to know like the network S&P regulations of like exactly how much cheek is allowed to be visible.
That must be what it is. Are they wearing thongs or are they just doing a bit?
I think it's like a combo. I think it's a combo of trying to humiliate somebody to make them look like a hooker.
I'm going to have string cheek.
Have it. That's for you. To try to humiliate them and also... And also, I think they're trying to be funny.
Everyone's doing like high weight. Everyone's doing. I don't wear bathing suits. This is the whole thing. Like, I hate bathing suits. Like, don't wear bathing suits. I haven't worn a two-piece bikini with the exception of for fucking work. And now it's all over the internet. But whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't worn one in like 14 years.
Yes.
I just like don't do it. And if I do it, I do it under pieces. Like, So I see these things. Yeah. And I don't know how on my body they would be. But like every once in a while, I'll do it. And all of them are, they really start... Just a good percentage of the way up the butt.
I don't
up
know
the
how,
butt cheek.
I don't know how it would stay. Yeah, sometimes I watch and I think, what would I, if I was forced to go, what would my swimwear wardrobe be?
I mean, I have a lot of bathing suits because I'm the opposite. Even though I have like a giant belly, I just run around in a two-piece. Like it's fucking everyone's like, you're welcome, America.
I like
and,
that.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I,
you're
but
so
I have,
hot, though.
Am able, fully able. To cover my entire asshole in my bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are.
So it's possible
there are
is what you're saying.
It's possible. I mean, I do have a couple where
not
I'm like.
Doing it.
Yeah.
They're
I have
just
a couple where
it.
I'm like, I'll only wear this if like we don't have friends around and it's just like me and John because there I is. They would black box my butt on these.
Me
pants.
Too. Me
I
too.
I wouldn't wear those on
I have
TV.
One for literally for tanning at home.
I generally wear hate SPF. Bathing suits. Anna's friends just sent me. Anna inspired me. I would never think. Mm. I got the high-waisted bikini.
Yeah, I love that.
I thought it was going to be tough on the corgi bod.
Don't
it's so
say corgi bod.
Oh, my God. What is this? It's so. It's so cute. It feels like a pin. The Pally Swim. It's the high-waisted thing. I feel like I'm like a pinup girl. If you use code BONEZONE at pallyswim.com, do a high-waisted.
Or like a high-waisted
and then
one.
And then like a.
It's very like Taylor Swift during 1989.
That's
like,
exactly yes. it. That's
it's
exactly
very, like,
it.
The Rhode Island beach house 4th of July parties with the inflatable slides.
That's when she was dating Tom.
Hiddleston.
And pre like, that, the Kennedy. It went from
yeah,
like
right. Patrick
remember
Kennedy, who was like a boy. Who was like a boy.
What was his
she
name?
Like moved? Did
was
she
it
move
Patrick?
Next door to him?
It wasn't Patrick?
Maybe. No.
No, that's
yeah,
not Patrick next- Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
a different
yeah, yeah.
guy.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. They had like houses. Yes, she bought a house next to her.
And he was young. He was young.
I really love it. I ship everything Taylor dates.
I do too.
But it's, you know, it's seasons, right? And so like
I
the high-waisted bathing suit really
Tom.
It looks
came
really good
public.
On her too.
That's right, because she was
she's all legs.
Because she was with, she's got a cute, because she was with that DJ and then they had.
Calvin Harris.
She had the made the birthday cake and then she went dancing with Tom Hiddleston at the. At the Met Gala, because he can cut a rug, and like the DJ wasn't as fun on the dance floor.
She has a song about it.
And then Tom, I was rooting for, and then she went to meet his parents, and she wore her like, she wore like the wellies. She did like the British wellies thing, like in the Irish, in the, like the English countryside, and then it didn't work out.
she apparently, you know, what's his name? Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Scottish.
Yes.
After like a year and a half, this is just what I've read online, yeah, but after like a year and a half of them dating, immediately within the Tom kind of Hiddleston moment, straight meets his family.
Yeah.
So what I think is that that's a curse. Yes. That like if you come out of a long-term relationship and you meet someone's mom very soon into your rebound with Loki, it's probably going to be a curse.
I have seen a few things where somebody like lives with a guy or a lady for like 10 years, they don't get married. They meet somebody at like the bar or whatever, and they're like married with babies within like 1 year. Grouch, what do you think?
Because they're not giving themselves, like, that's when the point at which they're like, well, I know what it's like to like do the work and play this out and see all of the reasons why I shouldn't be with this person, so I'm not going to give myself the room to feel or experience those things. I'm just going to jump in until there's no way out, and then I just got to be in.
I feel like sometimes for guys, I have a couple friends that have done this. Like for guys, they'll do that because they're like, oh, this ended because I didn't make the plunge, so I'm just going to make the plunge right away with this new person that I've been dating for 2 weeks.
Does it work?
It seems to have worked for one of my friends.
I've seen some
guys that want to lock girls down and girls that want rings.
Yeah. So sometimes I see it work where I feel like guys, when it, like you almost have to commit to it. Like, no, this was destiny. This was the destiny. We're all in.
Right.
So that thing, that phenomenon which happens at which you're like, let's do slow and steady. Let's become best friends. Let's build lives together. Yeah, yeah. And then after that doesn't work out, that state of mind that you're in which you would say, I'd get engaged, which I have a lot of friends who even young just like got engaged and got married and have beautiful, super healthy relationships, actually.
Good.
Because they decided to make this commitment, and then for the rest of their life, they're honoring the commitment.
Yeah, they're
no matter
in.
What it
they're
turned
all
out to
in.
Be. So it's fine. But like that mindset, is that what gets people, that's what gets the ghost of Neil Lane to be in this franchise. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like why people leave Paradise Engaged and people like leave the show like wanting an engagement. The point at which they're like, I'm going to do it.
Who's Debbie got engaged? Us back on track.
She
did
a great job. You were really good hosting.
You got,
duty.
Yes, really
you
good.
You know what? You need to put on. You know, Debbie's birthday present came late. She just got it.
Oh my God. I need to know who you think is going to get. I really, really love. I love. Nice, this is her belated birthday present.
I love it.
Just arrived. I need a photo of that later. I love Venmo John. And
Venmo Joe. Oh, Venmo John. Yes.
Venmo John and Jubilee.
And Grocer Joe, I love.
I love
Grocer
Joe.
So sweet.
Don't you want Jubilee and Venmo John to get married?
Yes.
And why weren't they talking, though, on this past episode? Was it just the editors?
They didn't show him. I think they had a lot on Monday. And then on Tuesday, there was like zero Venmo John until the very end.
Oh, my God.
And like
the dad jokes.
So I think it was just that it was just like, oh, because it was the flip and Tia.
But do you remember the year that there was Canadian Daniel and he fell really hard for the girl with one arm?
I love Canadian
Daniel. I loved him too. I've met him.
You have? I love him so much.
He came to my stand-up show in Vancouver. Annabelle, you get a picture of us with the Rookie of the Year. Look at that. Look at that. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. We just need four cats.
That was the sound of a photograph.
I felt like they were going to fall in love, and then it was like nothing. I hope he and Jubilee, nothing would make me happier than if they were engaged.
Jubilee did like computer programming in the Army.
She was
Army. She was doing programming. So when she said
there
to him.
There are a couple of techie people, right? In a good
I
way.
Love like, and the stringed instruments.
Yeah.
I was glad he didn't pick Caroline. I actually had the hair stand up on my arm like when he chose. Because I thought Caroline felt like the more obvious sort of like Silicon Valley. Here's the perfect Silicon Valley wife. And I'm like, Jubilee was the more real connection. I'm so glad he picked her.
Yeah, I like them.
Me too.
I think that she deserves a beautiful love story.
Oh my
God. after her bachelor journey and like in the Bachelor Nation, but also like just her real world story.
That's right.
Yeah. The more like when you brought her to my attention, I like did some all I want is her strength and happiness. And he's like super sincere and genuine and like
he's adorable.
I loved him.
He feels like the guy that can't believe he gets to hang out with girls in bikinis.
I know.
You know what I mean? He's so psyched.
Yeah.
He's so psyched. He can't even stand
And not at all creepy though. Like he's just like, this
he's
is awesome.
Like, this is
like,
awesome.
Things
yeah.
are going, yeah.
But he's also super ripped.
He's super ripped. When he like took off his shirt, I was like,
She was like, "You're the fittest programmer I've ever seen."
Wasn't he like, "Oh, I'm so, I think I had a little to eat today. I don't want to force you to have to look at my fat body." Like, he was trying to be like,
Oh my God.
You're so hot.
I was sorry to see Bibiana go home. She was everybody's therapist. She's
meatball for bartender.
I do love her.
I do too.
I love Wells.
Yeah.
I do too.
But I think like a Wells meatball collab would be a nice
bartending. Yeah, because he can't talk.
She's a little therapist.
Yeah, she is a little therapist.
But I do love, why can't I think of her name right now?
Yuki.
The other.
Yeah, Yuki.
I love Yuki.
Her being the bartender is the greatest thing.
I love her on Winter Games.
She's
their
so
triangle.
Cute. Oh my God, she's so cute. She's
the cutest.
She's the cutest.
She's so happy all the time.
She's so, and she was so excited to see Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whenever somebody from, like, Kevin from, like, I love the Winter Games, like, family that's coming.
She's pure and wholesome. Bibi must be protected.
Bibi saying to Crystal, "I know you're not a bitch, Crystal. I know I'm a bitch." And then Crystal did the cleansing of the sage, and she did the pussy sage.
She did it right around everybody's cooters.
And, and it was just like, oh my God, Keith.
You want to go outside?
Keith, you can't go out, man. You're an indoor cat, buddy.
He heard you say pussy, and he said,
"What's up?"
He's like, "I am a man. You're talking Bachelor in Paradise. I just want to go play with my tools."
Oh my God, he's the sweetest meow.
Circle back to when you said, "What would your like bathing suit wardrobe be for paradise?" And I'm going to double down on menswear.
I was gonna say, oh my God, you gotta go menswear.
Oh my God, you have to go menswear.
It's just gonna be a black one piece with cuff, like a chippendale. I'm gonna look like a.
You would have to double down on menswear. You could almost do like a 1920s bathing costume, like a men's bathing costume.
Oh yeah,
A bathing costume.
You have a good menswear thing.
I love that.
Somebody rocked you in a suit.
It's because I have a bartering system with dresses, which like if you put me in the dress and you put me in high heels, then we got like this one. So like if it's a really special gorgeous dress, then I love it.
Yeah.
And otherwise, then I'm always going to go for pants. But when I met Becca, as you pointed out, when this team said, "What would you meet Becca in?" or "What would you, when you get out of the limo?" And I said menswear. Then you pointed out when you saw the picture that I met Becca in menswear.
Oh,
isn't that exciting?
That's exciting.
What would you wear if you're getting out of the limo first night?
Yes.
I said I would make a mistake and that I would wear a high-low dress. I would wear a mullet dress. I would try
like canary
to,
yellow.
I would do a full mullet dress. I would make an error. I'd go for something that stood out, and I would probably
Something coming out of the limo, not for swimwear.
First night.
Yeah.
That I would say that I would want to show off my legs a little bit, but also be elegant and long, so I would do like a mullet dress. What would your cut be? What would you wear coming out of the limo?
I would do a romper. I would do a jumpsuit. This is my thing.
Jumpsuit at the mansion.
Yeah.
At the mansion.
But like an elegant one.
Yeah.
Like a nice one.
Yeah. What color? Red?
I have a black one that I really am partial to.
You wore it to the premiere. You look great.
I would do, I think, maybe a red one for Bachelor. You'd look great.
Wow. It's very red jumpsuit. We're watching Bachelor Australia, and the Bachelor loved the ladies in the red jumpsuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Keith, where are you? Keith's heart is broken.
In my lap.
Yeah, you can pet him.
He won't stay
Sarah's
in your lap.
Will it help if I get to cuddle?
He won't stay in your lap, but the Grouch would stay in your lap. There's Keith. Keithy, come here, buddy.
Eyes.
Come here, Keith. Look at that face. Come here, buddy.
I love when cats are like, "I know I'm not allowed to go outside, but I'm going to beg."
Yes.
Like,
You're never going outside, my friend.
Oh, but I want to go outside.
Yeah. So if you could just open the door.
I don't know, I'm going to get you cat treats.
Yeah. That's very Jim, too, though. That's like specifically my dog. He'll be like, "I want to go swimming." And I'll be like, "Dude, you can't go swimming. I just called an Uber. It's 4 minutes away." And he'll be like, "I want to go swimming." I'm like, "You can't do it." And then I'm like, "Oh, I got to throw something away." And he's like, "Go swimming." And jumps in the pool. And I'm like, "Now you're wet. Lift is 2 minutes away." And you can just do whatever you want.
I was trying to pick him up, and he was like,
"He won't let you. He won't let you hold him, but he will eat your treats. Okay, so then let's talk about Jorge and that awful. Let's talk about poor grocery store Joe and Kendall.
I know. He's so sweet, too.
How is she no longer taxidermy Kendall?
She said early on, "I want to not be that. I want to not be ukulele." But then she started talking about, like, immediately, like picnics in a cemetery. Anna just did a full eye roll.
It's just like, honey, just whatever.
Embrace your corpse.
You like taxidermy? that's just, that's something nobody ever really says they like. Like, especially not in my life.
Yeah.
Right. So if you say that, that's what I think of you as.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You're going to be taxidermy Kendall.
A quirky, how do they say, like a quirky?
Oh, quirky. Yes. Quirky.
You're just a quirky
yes.
person.
Ari, during his season, do you remember yeah. we were on this? He only referred to everyone quirky as quirky.
Oh my God. He was just a quirky, he's just a quirky girl.
Look how quirky she is.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
He.
And Ari.
I love she and Grocery Store Joe. I think he may be our new bachelor.
I'm hoping.
I love him.
Grocery Store Joe.
Yeah.
But see, will they do a bachelor that came from Paradise?
Maybe. Has they did Nick. Nick was.
It's so up in the air right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they do.
It can go anyway. I'm hoping for a wild card.
You think he's bored? I think he's really sweet, and I just don't know if he's like bachelor material, though. But, I mean, we did see what happens next week, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Leo shows up, and now we know Leo, unfortunately, because I loved Leo on Becca's season, but now we know he's a dirtbag. He's disgusting. You know that he's been accused of, like, being kind of a gross guy and, like...
No.
Like a gross guy or, like, an assault
not,
guy?
I don't think it's, like, a physical assault
just
guy.
Creepy.
I think he's, like, a creeper on, like... Like, I think, allegedly, he put a lot of, like... Like, if you posted a photo, like, you know what would make that menswear look better? My dick. Like, on a lot
right,
of
right,
ladies.
Right.
Like, I think it was, like, a lot of that on a lot of ladies' Instagram. And they would, like, screen grab them and send them to Becca Martinez. So I don't know if he... I don't think he actually...
Right.
I don't think he actually was touching ladies, but it'd be like, you know what would make your black T-shirt look better? My dick in between. Yeah. Like, I think it's like... I think it was a lot of, you know what, you
and
need
Becca,
my dick.
And Becca M was just...
Out at him.
Nice.
And then so...
It's her job.
Because she's she fearless. Because she's the shitster.
Yeah.
She needs an official title. Like, she needs to be the, like...
She's the shitster.
Secretary of Recon or something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
She needs
they
to be, like,
hire
yeah,
her
the professional
title.
Roaster.
Yeah, she is bringing it down.
Yeah.
She's, like, taking down...
Like, no one is safe from Becca M.
When Leo showed up, I've never seen more women's tails wag. Like, Chelsea finally woke up from her sarcophagus. She's been, like, passed out. She's hot as shit. No one's flirting with her. She woke up, and it was like, she was like, it was like a wind-up toy that had finally been wound up. And
yeah,
like,
they were very
excited. She was like, mama's back
him.
In the game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd, who would you want to make out with of the guys that are there? If you had to make out with somebody, who would you make out with?
I'd probably be a grocery store Joe
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, me too.
Or grocer Joe, however they saw it, say it. But that's who I'd be into, I think.
You know who's super gross on this season to me is Kevin. He was okay. On
so sweaty.
He's so sweaty.
Sausage.
And he's
sausage.
so clearly has like a boner for Crystal still. He's like, you've always been the hottest one here. You're fit. You've been the hottest one. I said that from the first night. You were the hot one here.
Well, just that scene of him so sweaty and then the chain and his, like, unbuttoned shirt and him being like, hey, which sausage would you like to Astrid? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and then they had to eat the sausage. I was like, you're sweet.
Yeah.
You can't be both sweaty and forcing sausage on someone.
Are they really playing
just pick
in
one.
And she's like,
I'll go
yeah,
sweaty.
Bigger is better. Like, she felt like
yeah.
she was, like, reciting lines. Like,
I
know,
I felt bad.
She's like, well, here's what I can contribute to this bit. Can yeah. I go now?
Yeah. When did they start? Wait, when did this stuff about Leo come out? Because then they still had him on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, and they clearly
it happened
already
right
edited.
Before. I think so. They'd already filmed it.
I think they'd
it
already
out.
Filmed oh, it.
Okay.
So it's like, it's awkward.
Sometimes they'll edit it to make people look real garbage.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll like edit it to be like very tender with people. And I feel like they could have done a better job.
It looks like he's going to be
next
pretty
week.
Shitty.
He was
yeah.
shitty.
Yeah.
Like you can
great,
be shitty.
Great.
Like shitty to Grocery Store Joe. Like he threw water at him. And
yeah, that's true.
Or it might not have been water.
Well, I don't know what. Yeah, yeah we haven't threw... even seen the episode yet.
And
you already know.
It's also like.
Oh my
like,
God. Sports. Anyone that attacks Grocery Store Joe, like God
yes.
bless. Like America is going to come after you.
That's yeah. the thing. You don't throw that at Grocery
He's
Store
gonna
Joe.
He's
going
to have to go
into screenshots of your softcore porn come off on my Twitter. No, I'm just going to
Oh my God. Somebody was watching a
I have the
show.
Screenshots in my back pocket ready
somebody
to go.
Somebody was saying that they were watching some. They were watching like. Some show on like HBO and the lady goes to watch porn and the porn that she's watching is Leo. Somebody
oh,
emailed us God. That.
Ew.
That's good. That's exciting.
I it is, but I don't want to see it ever. I don't know. I don't want
Wait,
to see
so
it.
Wait, so he for sure is a porn star.
Oh, no,
yeah,
he
he's
is.
A porn star.
Oh, because
yeah.
he says he's soft a stunt core. Guy.
He does, yeah. but he does softcore porn and his...
Like Cinemax type stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
so he, one of them, there was like he
that's
got...
That's still on Cinemax still yeah. thing. Okay. Yeah.
He just ate myself. One of his IMDb...
He held like right?
Cinemax. One of his, dirty show place.
You go Jerry. To a Blockbuster and you pick yeah. up an XXX film.
He, one of his films, one of his IMDb credits, one of his IMDb credits is Come Under My Umbrella, but I don't know how Come is spelled.
I watched the trailer for one of them, and it's about, he gets stabbed by this woman who's like going around having sex with everyone and then killing them afterward.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in the trailer like,
that one
I'm
I think I might
cop.
Watch.
Yeah. Like, more so sounds like a cautionary tale.
Yeah. It's yeah. pretty great.
I didn't sounds like when Lifetime he. So he went on the date with Kendall, the worst telenovas thing, when they're like, all right, we need to give Jorge, because we fired Jorge to give Wells the job. So now we're going to make it seem like Jorge has written this thing. Was that the worst acting you've ever seen?
They were reaching to get those characters back in the show.
Yeah. I mean, did Ari look like he'd aged like 15 years?
Yeah, Lauren's aged him.
Wait,
yeah.
is that her name, Lauren?
Lauren.
Yeah. He's like, they all just looked terrible. And I didn't even recognize Amanda at first.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I was
like, who is that?
Ben Higgins. And it was the worst acting I have ever seen.
I mean, I think I can't decide if they made them do that on purpose or if they were just so bad that they were like, this is what we're going with.
Right.
But obviously, The Bachelor in Paradise wanted it to be ridiculous. But yeah. It's like, it's not even, when it's that bad, I was just so, like, this isn't funny.
So they had to shoot their Fabio cover and they're kissing. And they had some chemistry, I will say.
A little steamy.
They had some
she
chemistry.
She was really into him pretty quickly.
She was, her tail was wagging hard.
Yeah.
Her chemicals were jangled by Leah.
No, wait, that was right after what?
That was.
Kendall and Grocery Store Joe.
Yeah.
And right after she was like, I like you. Like, I'm interested in exploring this. And yeah. she was like, give me a second.
And he's like, I wouldn't go. I hope you have a really bad time. Okay, yeah. well, I hope you don't have fun.
I wouldn't go. I hope you have a really bad time.
I mean, I wouldn't go, but okay. And then he was so cute. He was talking to Jordan. He was talking to even Chris. They were all like, bro, you got this. Look at your eyes. You got dreamy blue eyes. He's like, they're green, but okay. You know, like. And then he starts coming back and he starts kissing Chelsea and then he says,
are you completely naked under there?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so gross.
She's like, yeah.
And she's like, weren't you just on a date with Kendall? Like,
going in to kiss her? Oh, it was so bad.
It was so bad. And she seemed like excited just to have action. And then he goes, I'm an alpha. You want your woman to just kind of be yours, even though he's been making out with Chelsea. That's gross.
Also, your woman.
Your
just
woman.
Just be yours. Like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Like, I don't know what girl that's going to attract.
Not a woman, like, in menswear.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, no. Not that lady in the suit and the cuffs.
No woman in a pool. Suit is yours.
Oh, no.
Real quick, that always makes me think is whenever these shitty dudes reveal something about how they've like have issues with their dad, that's like all I see. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, he's not coming back. Or like, well, all those days he practiced playing baseball with you, Leo, isn't going to change.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You can't treat all these women poorly, Chris. He's not coming back.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
That's all I think.
Wow. Anna for bartender.
Yes. I'm sorry that you disappointed your father because he didn't go pro, but you don't need to take it out with all them. You don't need to take it out on Grocery Store Joe's girlfriend.
Also, like, yeah, I mean, whatever. The rules are the rules. If you're going to go kiss someone, then, like, you guys were off kissing people.
Yeah.
If you're not kissing other people, then you're not kissing other people.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, like, double standard.
I agree with you. I felt bad for Grocery Store Joe.
I did, too. I'm hoping someone else maybe pops up in Paradise that can be for someone. Because I don't really see anyone else.
I think he's going to be the Bachelor.
One thing I liked is how protective everyone was over
of him. Yeah, me too. The guy.
Every single person was like, you can't do that to Joe.
Eric,
you can't do that to
much
Joe.
Screen
like,
time,
he's clearly a good guy.
No, everybody they are. They're Joe. Like, you can't do that to Joe. But they're like, but go fuck over Jordan. But,
Or let's talk about Jordan. Jordan, I will say, I love me some Jordan, but he lost his shit in a way that was not okay. I mean, I thought he and Jenna were pretty cute, but when he threw that dog in the water...
Stuffed dog. Let's not...
Yeah.
His adult and his crazy, like it felt like Rue McClanahan on Golden Girls in like a pantsuit. It was.
His outfit was amazing.
His outfit. I mean, I love him, but I could see the early damage of, like, he actually likes Jenna and he didn't know what to do.
I know. And then at the end, he became, it was like the most real he's ever been. But my thing with him that I don't quite, I can't, he's so immature.
Yeah.
That I don't understand how anyone, and like, I don't mean this about his, like, looks, or, and I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, I don't understand how someone could be attracted to him, because you can't. He doesn't ever seem serious.
No,
you know what I mean? So you would be like, it's like your eternal, like, guy friend who's just sort of cracks you up or whatever, or says awful things.
Yes.
Like, that's who he would seem like to me. I don't know how you could be, like, intimate with him.
I was just talking about that, about Jordan and Colton, actually, where I was like, and in completely different ways, because I really think Colton is a good guy.
Yeah.
I'll fight anyone on it. I really think that he is. But I also think that, like, I couldn't find myself being attracted to him because he's not, like, watching, like, Wells handle the situation or whatever last season on The Bachelor, then I'm like, or Wills, I mean. Sorry.
I love
watching
Wills, too.
Handle the situation.
I love Wills.
Then being like, oh, so that's how, like, a man communicates.
Yeah.
And watching, like, Colton do it, and you're like, you're gonna be there. Jordan feels like the boat, like, passed him, and he was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna stay in this state forever.
There's
Colton will get there, but Jordan is an eternally,
there's no sexual energy.
Also, I think that, like, throwing the bear in the water thing, like, while it was rooted in emotion, was, like, out of all of, like, his hijinks and all of his, like, playing, that one was hard for me to redeem. It's hard for me to be like, I love you and I'm rooting for you now.
No, I agree with you. That was the one that I actually felt. I could see where it was when I could see where it was a snap that actually scared her. That was like, he's fun, he's fun, he's fun. That's crazy. I didn't like that. Yeah. Was one step too far.
Yeah.
Hey, kitty.
Okay. I want to apologize to all the listeners for all the cat noise, because I
insisted. Sarah goes, can we bring the cats in? I was like, yeah, let's bring the cats in.
Yeah, what could go wrong? And also, I would like to say that any rustling that might have sounded like my hand going into a bag of trail mix really aggressively was also the cat.
Sure.
Yeah, it's all the cat. You know what? Now we know. Now we know. Podcasting with cats. We thought it was a great idea. We'll have to come up with a different podcast network.
And I'm going to have to come back with a different plan B.
Podcasting
with cats was like my next move.
God, it was going to be such. It was such a great idea.
It's me interviewing Velma, my cat.
It's cat casting.
That's real quick. Just, I feel like David has finally gotten to him. Like, he can't handle David talking to anyone that he likes.
Podcasting.
Podcasting.
Whoa.
Podcasting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your thought. It came to me, and if I didn't get it out, I wouldn't be able to live with
myself. Because this is not linear, I'm going to just do this now. Two things I want to throw out. Poor grocery store Joe had to see Kendall come back in a kimono robe and no clothes from her date. Really late at night. That was hard.
They're doing weird editing where you know that, like, it's not.
They both showed up in a kimono. He and Leo were both in kimono. They left in clothes and they both came back in kimonos. That's not a good sign.
No.
For I hope it went bad. Oh, God. You naked? You wearing any clothes under there? You naked? Number two, Raven saying to Tia, I don't think his intentions are good. He goes for the it girl. His actions have said, like, and she's right. He does go for the it girl. He went for the that Olympian. I'm going to get that cat. Which cat is this? Hello, cat.
Is it Keith?
No, it's Meow. Hi, darling. Hi, honey.
Talk some sense.
We're just all watching Arden wrangle a cat right now.
Yeah. I really hope he's just here. Like, one second, I'm going to get that cat. And then her just distantly.
Oh.
Oh, look at these paws.
Oh, look at her. You can play with us, Meow.
There we go.
You
want a treat?
You can give her some greenies.
Give her a greenie.
Give her some greenies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing dental care.
She said, listen. Oh, my God. They went crazy for the kitnip box. They went crazy.
There you go.
When she said, listen to your God-given woman intuition, Raven, to Tia.
Yeah.
We're podcasting right now.
I mean, I liked that she is giving her advice to get away from him because doesn't think it's the right move, but I felt like, again, that was just another person trying to force Colton into a relationship.
Everyone.
That he clearly doesn't want to
he
be
doesn't
in,
want to be so in, like, he's trying to be a gentleman about
it. I guess
it.
She was actually trying, no, she was trying to get her to be like,
wake
this
up.
Isn't for you.
Yeah.
And Tia took it as, oh, I just have to make him say what Raven
harder.
Just said. And then she'll
Tia
approve.
Doesn't want to hear it. She, like, he's trying to be a gentleman. He's been trying to be like, he doesn't want it. She doesn't want to hear it.
I think that, Colton just takes things seriously. Like, I think he's just, like in his life and in his whatever career, it probably requires more intentionality and like being very serious to like have not had an actual relationship.
Yeah.
So like at this point, I don't think he's going to jump into the first thing that seems appealing. Like,
but, and you know what? If it ends badly, Raven's going to cut his penis off and he can't ever lose that virginity.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
And it was just silent. She just stared at her. Yeah. Which was the best edit.
Yeah.
It was like met with silence.
Raven has a past.
Yeah.
Anger towards
men. Oh, that's
men.
Right. Yeah. So Raven walked in on her ex cheating. And she told this to Nick on their first big one-on-one date.
Right.
And that's right. She caught him in bed and she took her high heel off and like beat the girl?
Like a full country song. Like she went full.
She was like a plot of Leo's next feature film. Straight to DVD.
She beat this. Yes, she did. Leo will be playing the part
Do you remember she also said she's back heel. In paradise where she had her first orgasm?
Yeah, but that was Lapland. She said she had it in Lapland.
So she didn't. Remember that whole montage? Oh, she must have. Nick Viall did not give her an orgasm.
I think that was a way for her to throw shade at Nick Viall and say, I had it from Adam, not you, Nick. I need to talk about the fact that Kenny was heavily pursued, that Kenny had, for a little while, he had the woman who was studying to become a doctor, Jacqueline, and then Bibiana made the hardcore pursuit for him.
Right.
But then Annalise, I started to kind of root for Annalise because she's so desperate. It's hard to watch.
She's so sweet, but I feel like these women are coming there, and the guys too. Like they're coming there. Like this is it. This is like if it doesn't work
Jaden
out
Tanner.
Here, my life
Jaden
is over.
Tanner.
I'm like,
Jaden
you're
Tanner.
So, it's gonna be fine. Yeah,
you're Jaden
like,
Tanner. I'm 27. I need to be Jaden Tanner.
Yeah, yeah. They all want to be.
They all want to be Carly and Evan or Jaden Tanner. Do you think that she stands a chance with Kenny?
I don't see them as a fit. I like them both separately, but I don't see them together at all. He seems a little too, like, not together, but just he's a little more
grounded.
Emotionally mature.
Yeah, he's grounded.
So I don't know that that's going to pay off.
I enjoyed watching him being pursued, though. We met him last year at Outside Lands, and we loved Kenny. Yeah.
He was from Rachel's season?
Yeah. He's a dad. He's a single dad.
Yeah, he left because he basically needed to go like take care of his kid, which was the sweetest
and
thing.
He's,
like,
left on a good note. Yeah, we love Kenny. He's so sweet and cute. We did karaoke with him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's cool?
Yeah, he's great.
We did. Why can't I just follow you to all these cities?
I know. I'm so
full.
You
should call. We haven't cracked this. In some ways, sometimes cracking it is fun, and then sometimes you crack it, then you feel bad because you've been talking.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hey.
I'm actually glad that we never ended up becoming friends with Becca M.
I think it's better.
I need to not. I want to witness the hurricane from the outside.
Interesting, like, doing some podcasts with them because when you realize when, like, you're talking about their friends.
Yeah.
You know? So it'd be like somebody coming on and, like, talking about an episode of Insatiable being like, Chris Gorham, and you're like, hey, that's my Chris Gorham.
I would talk
you know
about everyone. Talk about everyone mercilessly.
Yeah, you'd be like,
ask me about Arden and Sarah.
Regina Sinclair.
I would be like,
Vagina.
Regina. I love that Regina Vagina is like a thing that people put on Instagram.
It's Gina like a Gina, not Jana like
it's a Gina. It's Gina like a Gina, not a Gina. Oh my God. How good is Alyssa Milano on the show?
She's really good, yeah.
She's so good.
Yeah, she's very good.
She, towards the end, without like doing spoilers, like brought so much like effortless humanity for the viewer into a really conflicting situation.
I thought the same thing.
As like just a commentary of like relationships and dynamics
She's
and
so good.
Monogamy and infidelity and like open-minded, like just all of it. There are people that I know that are incredibly conservative who are very against a lot of the plot points that people found themselves in.
Yeah.
And I think Alyssa Gorham flawlessly
and
beautifully and Dallas, of course, like really brought people into this place where they're like, and all of a sudden I'm rooting for something that I've been talking shit on
for
10 years.
So good. And I know it's funny watching it because we all play different instruments in the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, we're on the same show. My ride is so much different than her ride.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is such a different journey.
Oh,
it's like, wow, that is a completely different journey. Watch We are on we're all different instruments in the and you need all the different instruments. So I'm like, wow, that is such a and like I was like, wow, God, I just watched him like she did such a good job.
Yeah.
And without giving any spoilers away, you young lady, you made me cry at the end. So good. And I don't want to give any spoilers away, but I will say there's you and the Senor Weenie Dog costume.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Hola! Thing. I can't. That
was a lot. Like,
made
doing
me
all of that.
Loved that. I've now watched it twice because I watched it the first time and then I made my mom wake up and watch it. And it made me laugh so hard both times. The running and Wolfie in the woods.
Yes.
I mean,
Wolfie in the woods.
Yeah.
Wolfie.
And the best thing, without spoilers again, is that the end, it is like, I was like, oh my God, I was like riveted because I hadn't seen it. I knew what happened, but I hadn't seen you
me
do it.
Too.
I was,
and I Dallas was too.
Yeah. Well, that's riveting. And then all of a sudden, all of the tension goes away and you start cracking up at the very end.
Yes,
do you know
what
I mean?
Yes,
and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then there's one final, which is like also amazing.
Yeah. So everyone watched the show.
It's so good. No, it was so good.
Just to like be, I mean, this is now an insatiable podcast.
Yeah.
I had not seen your scene in the Hummer. I had just read it and it was truly flooring and humbling. Also, hot teen werewolf scene in the cardboard box. I was with young James Lastovic, who plays Christian on the show earlier today. And we were talking about the lines, and he was like, I couldn't keep a straight face.
I could... That's your timer. Oh. But that gives us time to wrap up.
Okay. But also, then I will say, something that I've heard a lot from people, and from people who I know very well, is that they buy into Patty's journey and go on the ride, and it's very strongly informed by understanding what the dynamic is like between Angie and that there's no good guy or complete good and right decision that either of us do. Like, it's not like bad mom, good kid, bad kid, good mom. Like, it's
just complicated.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're both trying
the nuance
to be better.
My mom wants to know, because she thought you both did a really good job, and this is coming from Janet Marine in Little Compton, Rhode Island, from Little Compton Real Estate.
Hey, Janet.
For all your summer rental
needs.
But just buy the house from her. Just buy a house. We got to keep ourselves in
Is that what she wanted to know, if we would buy a house?
No, she wants to know. She said that you guys did a really good job, and she wanted to know if you guys could cry on cue, because she was impressed that you guys had tears.
Every scene in Mother-Daughter, it was the first time that it happened. I had had one scene before Mother-Daughter pageant where I had to cry, and that day I just was not – I just couldn't.
Yeah.
And I couldn't connect to it, and I – ended up having anxiety at the fact that I couldn't cry, and so it came across like a panic attack, which when you're telling yourself, like, it's okay, you're not dying, don't go there.
Yeah.
That actually simulates crying, so it was fine. In the mother-daughter scene, every single time that I looked you in the eyes and did that scene with you, you made me genuinely weep, like me as the person in the scene.
I had the same thing. Like, I need you. It's hard. I mean, sometimes you just are, like, connected with it, and you can just, like feel it, but there's some days after, especially after a few takes, where you're like,
bring on the mental blower.
This doesn't feel emotional to me anymore because I've, you know, like, it's lost. It's like
Janet Marine.
Something at times. Yeah.
Great question.
So I was
Janet Marine.
I was lucky enough that Debbie always gave me something to.
I think there was also one scene, maybe. Was there a scene where you. I don't. This is a spoiler. I feel like you're coming down a hallway. There was something with Bob, and you walk, and there's one tear.
Oh, yes. He pushes me out of his office and...
Yeah,
and
that was another one. She goes, another cry on cue. Was that a cry on cue or was that a menthol blower?
That was a cry on cue because Dallas had actually yelled at me. And it was... I mean, because that's what acting is. But like, there was a moment where I was like,
fuck you, Dallas.
Like, that's hurtful. Like,
yeah. Well, she might hire you to do her TV ads for people crying for over their real
estate.
Over
Billy their rentals. Really quickly, just actually one of my fans.
I just love my rentals so much. I love this rental.
Your summer rentals.
I enjoyed the summer. I enjoyed bike riding. I enjoyed the clams. I enjoyed Little Compton.
Summer needs.
Oh, my God.
You telling Billy Baldwin that, like, struck a very personal chord, but also just that you telling Billy Baldwin, like, what, that was fucked up. Like, you realizing that and standing up for that. Like,
loved that.
Struck me in a place that no other show. I'm
loved that.
And now we're doing fan club stuff.
Loved that. That reminded me of in Thelma and Louise of, like, well, you got a really fucked up idea of fun. Oh. Yes, queen. Yes. Yes, queen.
Wait, you just referenced my favorite fucking movie.
Yes, queen. You did it. May I boop you?
Yes.
Boop. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. All right. We had the thing. Okay, wait a minute. Jordan. Okay. So then she goes, we're back. Jenna goes out with what's his name? The French guy. French Canadian.
Benoit.
He goes, he speaks French. I speak the French of, I speak the language of love. It's a tongue thing. When I think of French, I think Pepe Le Pew. This is a Diet Coke of French. This is French Canadian. Her kissing him on the date.
I love culture.
Red lipstick all in his beard.
The red lipstick all I mean, you can't wear it on a date that you're going to do that on. No. He looks ridiculous.
I feel that I've been that girl. I feel like because I like a bright lip, I fear I've done that.
But it's okay. You're not on TV.
No, I'm not.
That's like a very like Instagram couple thing of like, oops, we made out. But we're not going to kiss and tell.
Ew.
Like, yeah.
Oh, God.
Over it.
I think that's harder to come back to if the other guy sees that his face is completely
true.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, and Jordan was waiting, and he wrote, "I'm sorry" in the sand.
And he said red lipstick, huh? So he noticed.
Yeah.
He
he did.
Yeah.
And then he said, and then she got back.
Jordan writing "I'm sorry" in the sand in really big letters was like the most selfless thing I've ever seen him do. And it was still about him.
And then he wrote, "You still what?"
It was still about him.
I know it was. He said she's off with the millennial Napoleon Benoit, which I loved. And then he said, she says, "Who do I trust to protect my heart forever?" And I'm like, neither of these guys.
No, for sure not.
But he proposed to Claire. I mean,
I don't find him even remotely attractive. He feels like such a goober to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's also he proposed to Claire.
He proposed to Claire.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
He proposed
to
Claire.
That was like
episode
three or something.
He did it. They weren't even dating. She kicked him off. He stayed for that. He was like, "We have appointments for jacuzzi." Yeah. And you did that later, Jeremy. Again. You did not come, but I have appointment for jacuzzi.
That's right.
And then he did it at the afterwards. It's like, "Oh, you put the jacuzzi and your appointment, but you did not."
Benoit was also in love with her like 2 days into Winter Games. Like, he was like, "You have broken me." And then left.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "Get it together, dude. I'm not yours, dude." And then he came back and he proposed.
Oh my God,
and she was like, "Yes." Are those New Zealand couple, Australian couple, are they still together?
I think they're still together. Yeah.
They came to LA that was a bad call on their part. Okay, we're losing you. What do you need to say? Young rookie of the year, what do you need to say?
A boomerang of you. That way they don't hear it, but I'll just do a boomerang of you too. Oh, hey.
Anna, will you get one? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that what I would have to say is thank you, Anna, Katie, and Arden, welcoming me into this Bachelor Nation.
It's fun, isn't it?
Thank you
it's so fun.
Thoroughly uprooting my life and embarrassing me on AOL Build series.
Yes.
And thank you for the Bachelor in Paradise element. Thank you for my Rookie of the Year shirt. Thank you for time with my gorgeous freaking queen, Sarah Colonna.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, if in like 5 years,
yes,
I am a mix of you two,
yes,
I would be the luckiest girl in the world.
Girl! Done. It's already done.
Should we all three get a house together and raise her?
Yes! Oh my God. We have one house, two house, three house. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Pistols in Paradise.
We've got three cats. Pistols in Paradise. Pistols in Paradise. Let's pitch it. We could get it on Hulu.
It's a podcast.
It's our podcast, Pistols in Paradise. All right. We're going to leave it on the field. Two engagements. Who are they going to be? Two engagements.
Colton and someone. We don't know yet.
Sarah,
no,
who's it
Tia,
be?
Tia, and someone.
Who's
Tia,
it be?
Tia, and
Jubilee and John.
You can share with me. You can come over. Keep sharing with me.
I don't know.
I want Jubilee and John.
Jubilee and John.
I want Jubilee and John.
Are we standing? Are we sitting?
Are we standing?
Okay. Now everyone's squatting.
Are we squatting?
And boomerang.
That's okay. And we need a photo too. You guys. So, Pistol Rookie of the Year had to boogie.
She had to boogie. Tagging you both in a boomerang right now. It's very anyone, you know.
Hearing her excitement over seeing Becca really made me feel like our work had been done. I've never seen like The Bachelor. I've seen contestants, but I've never seen like the person.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even think who I would have seen.
Are you guys enjoying this version of Paradise?
Oh, but you saw the original first Bachelor ever.
But it was before the show was on.
Yeah.
I could see, I'm newer in the past few years.
Yeah.
So I could see if you were as new as young Deborah is to the show, how exciting it would be to see Becca because she was like the flawless,
she's the first one.
Queen of
I feel like when I do see people from reality TV, I get more excited than I do with any actor. Like, oh. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. When I first moved to Los Angeles and I was waiting tables and I saw someone from – and we had, like – I worked at this restaurant where it was, like Kevin Spacey, like – well, back when he was, before the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should have used a different example. I can't think of anybody else right now. Anyway,
Spacey,
Sean Connery. There we go.
Okay.
Sean O'Connor.
There's a stand-up Sean O'Connor.
Yes, there is, but it was not him. Anyway, big stars, okay, used to come in. And I remember, like, that guy from General Hospital, Sonny from General Hospital, came in, and I almost
thank you,
Anna. I almost leapt over the bar.
Wow.
I've never been so excited. I went up to offer him, like, I was bartending, but I went up to his table anyway, and I was like, what do you want to drink? I'll buy it. I guess he doesn't really drink. I don't think he drinks. Maybe it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
He's like, lady, it's 9 a.m.
He ordered like a Diet Coke, and it was like the gray was, I was shaking. I was so excited.
Yeah.
And then the bar I went to next door, guess who then I saw in there? Jax from General Hospital. Remember Jax? And I walked up to him, and I was like, hey, like, I thought I knew him. Like, I thought he was someone I knew.
Yeah.
And then the second it struck me that was Jax from General Hospital, and he was looking at me like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you're just from General Hospital, and I watch you so much.
That's what I grew up watching that, because my mom always watched it. So those are, like, these legendary characters in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, Sonny is probably the most, like, memorable character from that.
What about Luke and Laura?
I know, like, Luke and Laura, but Sonny's the mobster with a heart.
Sonny.
And
he died, like, all the time, and then was always like, he was the most fascinating character.
I feel like if I turned it on right now, I'd be able to pick it up. I haven't seen it in years, but I think I'd be able to. I
watched all my children every day.
I shouldn't say years. Yeah. It's been.
I watched all my children with Erica Kane, with Adam and Stuart. Stuart, the, like, his special brother, played by the same actor.
My mom was obsessed. She literally went to, like, soap opera weekend at Disney World without me. She went to Disney World, you guys.
Yes.
Me and my sister did not go.
That explains some things in a way that I wouldn't have guessed. Like, I didn't see that coming. But I like that twist.
But I used to watch it. She would pick me up from kindergarten and tape it on the VCR, and then we would get home and watch it. And I would sit there and watch it and follow the storyline.
Yeah.
But
all
really
my children,
not
my mom
quite
too.
Get it.
Who have you guys?
Remember when it left the air? I mean, my mom was, like, devastated at the end of that show.
Is All My Children still on or no?
No.
General Hospital
is still on. Mm-hmm.
On ABC or is
on
it
on ABC?
Days of Our Lives on?
I think it is. Yeah.
Do you think that who of the bachelors that we've met and who have you been most starstruck by? Who thrilled you the most around the bend?
I think originally Dean.
Dean was so good looking.
Yeah.
He was so good looking.
I liked Dean.
Yeah, I guess Dean.
But I've never met. I didn't meet any of them.
God, we got it. We got to crack it again. We haven't cracked this batch.
You know what? I'm gonna just DM Wills and be like, dude, remember when we made coffee together? Come on our podcast.
You should.
Now it feels weird because it's like I knew him at a time where he was just nobody.
I can't believe that he didn't go farther on Paradise.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think you were right. This was before it aired, and no one knew how cool he was.
They didn't know that he's
cool.
The shit. I hope. So if there's going to be two proposals, I'm going to guess Kevin and Astrid.
I don't know if there's going to be a proposal.
There's got to be a proposal.
I can't see anyone getting engaged.
I don't think they'll get married.
But aren't there more coming still, or is this it?
No, I feel like that guy that Bibby.
Oh, yeah, the New Zealander.
The New Zealand guy that was sort of a hothead at first, but then he loved Bibby, and then she was like, I got to get out of here on Winter Games.
Oh, right. I didn't watch Winter Games.
Oh,
I know. It's very strange, but I started to,
in Atlanta.
I was. It was too much. Too much.
It was twice a week. Like
it was a lot, and I didn't.
And I think it was also while The Bachelor was on, so it was like three nights a week.
I think that it was. That
it's
was
a
part
lot.
Of it. And I think the title of it threw me off to where I thought there was going to be like.
Sports.
Like games.
There's no
like, you know, like,
there was
five minutes.
And I was like, I don't know if I can watch like another version. Like I'm into what I like.
It
but
was
it really was
really
just Bachelor
fun.
In Paradise.
It was Bachelor
on
in Paradise
with
snow. It was really fun.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back and watch it on like iTunes.
I don't know if you need to do that, but if they do it again, it was fun. If they do it again, it was worth it. But it is a big commitment because it's also when The Bachelor was on.
It's right. That's right. That's why I wasn't.
It was
also when the Olympics was on. It was so much.
They were competing against the Olympics. That's
and probably had more viewers, sadly.
I don't ever need to see anybody eat a churro into a kiss again like Jenna and Benoit.
No.
That was gross. And the poor family that was selling them the churros behind the look and on their face.
The look on the woman's face was the greatest thing I've ever seen. She was watching them eat it and she was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
she was so bummed
fucking
out.
Americans. Like, you can
yeah. tell she was that's just why like, people hate America. Yes, he's not this, even American. Yeah. Canadian. But that's why people hate us, though.
Yeah.
What's going to happen with Kendall and Grocery Store Joe?
I don't know. After the previews from next week, yeah. I don't know if he's going to...
I mean, can we talk
about
It looked like she chose Joe.
Yeah, which is why Leo...
And then Leo, like, lost his mind.
Get good luck with the whole shitty grocer, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, porn star, relax, okay?
Yeah, you're... Come under my umbrella.
Yeah. You'll be fine, okay, sir...
I'm really disappointed that he's so creepy because he was. I found him very. I liked his clamming date. I liked their date. I found him sweet, and it scares me. I'm like, wow, like
what people can hide.
Yeah, that I would. I would not have read if I was her. I wouldn't have read that, and I would have gotten fooled. And that's like that's a pretty gross thing. You know.
You'd also think they would do some. I mean, I know they do. They say they do their vetting, but you maybe got to do a little more.
Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe the show changed him. Maybe the regular show changed him. But like,
no, I think
he got there and he was just like immediately like, no, I'm gonna fuck everyone.
Oh, I know. Last
like,
night,
yeah, and it was like, whoa.
Part
dude.
Of me wonders. It's weird. It's like, oh, is this the true colors? Because I think like his stuff. Apparently, allegedly, he was creepy to girls in college too. So I
think he's just a dick,
and that he was able to put up a good front for a little while in the house, and maybe this is the real guy.
Hmm.
It's so disappointing. He was like one of my faves.
Well, that was weird because he was kind of like, oh, like I'm alpha. Like I, you know, I get jealous of my women. But also at the same time, you're going to make out with multiple girls. It's like you don't get to have it both ways.
Who did he make out with? Who was the girl?
Chelsea.
Like Chelsea was just like, oh yeah. Like she was like going along with it. I was like, no, listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
You don't agree with this.
I know. I wonder if because like Bachelor is so specific. And then now he's in Bachelor in Paradise, and that's more his natural habitat.
Right.
To be like, I'm trying to be the one to get all these women into me, whereas he's like in a sea of guys with one girl on The Bachelor, and you know you have to be like, and you're not fed the sort of atmosphere that you're in Bachelor in Paradise, where his true colors could just shine, and you could just be like.
And he chose not to be a villain on like The Bachelorette. He chose not to go in and be a Chad. He chose to go in and be like, I'm different than the other guys. He was kind of funny. Like
I thought he seemed totally normal. I did not know that he was
gross. Yeah. He's so gross. I think it's the real deal.
He's ruining himself right now.
Should we do Tweet of the Week? Do you want to text me, Samantha? Tweet of the Week. Bum, 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 bum. Here we go. Tweet of the Week. This first one is from Andrew H. at Drewski H. Annalise is so desperate that she conquered her childhood trauma and pulled the stuffed dog out of the ocean on the off chance that it might come to life and give her a rose.
That was probably very traumatizing for
That's
her.
Really, I had a really traumatic experience with a dog. Cheyenne Constant, our girl at Trixie Firecracker. In hindsight, Chris and Crystal are like a perfect match. Her brother would rather be homeless than live with her. His dad still could care less about him. I do appreciate that Cheyenne just goes for it.
Yeah.
I like it. She just goes for it.
She's a real one.
Ryan Paulson at our Paulson Photo. If Paradise were The Sims, I'd push Colton and Carolyn in the pool, delete the ladder, and spend the rest of my life building a dream house for Jordan containing nothing but mirrors. Yeah. Maybe he'd eventually learn how to talk like a real person.
He has no chance.
Nikki Lameshka at N. Lameshka. Leo, I'd love to go get caught in this rain with you. You're not actually completely naked under there, are you? America, is this dialogue from Paradise or Come Under My Umbrella?
He does talk like that, though.
Oh, God. All right, and our final one in the running, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Kendall, Colton needs to commit himself to Tia right now. Also, Kendall, I feel a strong connection to Jay. Is that Leo? Listen, Jamie, I'm going to go out with Leo, so you enjoy your day, Jason.
It's like she can't remember Joe's name immediately as soon as she sees Leo. She's like playing one game, like they need to commit,
God,
and then she's
so
like, Leo.
Awful when he went in to give her a when she went to when he tried to kiss her before her date.
I know.
She was that was so awful.
She really turned on him right away, mm-hmm. like real fast.
And she was like, oh, you're embarrassing me, Dad. Why are you trying to kiss me? This is Leo's here. Why are you trying to kiss me?
Yeah, it was very bizarre.
Okay, I'm going to do my final two. The picks, we're going to narrow it down to these two. The first one is Andrew H. Adruski H. Annalise is so desperate that she conquered her childhood trauma and pulled the stuffed dog out of the ocean on the off chance that it might come to life and give her a rose. Mm-hmm. Or Nikki Lameshka at N. Lameshka. Leo, I'd love to go get caught in this rain with you. You're not actually completely naked under there, are you? America, is this dialect from paradise or come under my umbrella? Sarah.
I like that one. I like them both, but that's my favorite.
Anna.
So come under my umbrella.
I like the Annalise one.
Oh. It's also good, too. No, it is good.
I'm going to have to go come under my umbrella. Nice. Congratulations at Nikki Lameshka. Sarah, do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh, sure. I'm going to be in Chicago at all the Zanies.
Great.
Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
St. Charles Rosemont. And Rosemont. September, 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yeah,
it's all on
you
website,
are.
SarahColonna.com. So if you're in Chicago and you want to talk about anything Bachelor in Paradise, we'll talk about it right after.
Heck yes.
Yeah, so I do stand up. Obviously, that's what those shows are. And Insatiable. Watch it on Netflix.
Or even just turn your computer on and just let it run through the night through the whole season so we get the credit for watching. And thanks to everybody who's been watching. Anna, Katie, you want to promote anything?
I don't know. If you like Middle Eastern politics, listen to my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous. It's always the weirdest.
What a plug.
Yeah. I have Insatiable, and I have bad news, guys. I booked a job, which is good news, but that means I can't go to I can't go to Vermont. I'm hoping to rebook it. So I'm not going to be in Vermont September 13th. The weekend Sarah's going to be in Chicago. I'm not
going to
be in Vermont.
So instead of going to Vermont, just come to Chicago.
I'm
going
to go to Chicago. I'm going to go to Chicago. I'll be in Rosemont.
No, not you. The people that were going to
see. Oh, yeah. Go see Sarah. Go see Sarah. And Zanies is a great club. Sarah's hilarious. And then I'm also not going to be able to go to Fort Worth, but I will be in Vancouver, which is the end of October. Well, you guys, what a pleasure. I'm so excited that it's paradise season. I can't believe we're actually back in it. What should we call this episode, you guys?
Ooh. Podcasting.
Come under my umbrella. Podcasting. Podcasting.
Come under my umbrella.
Or come under my umbrellas. Brought to you by the Podcats Network. All right.
The cats all fell asleep.
Oh, my God. They were out of hand.
They wore themselves out.
They really did. It's been a big day. All right, everybody. Well, in conclusion, please come under my umbrella. Thank you so much for coming. These are so good.
It was fun.
Such a joy. I loved having the Bledel ladies.
I know. That was fun.
You guys feel related now to me.
I feel related to her. I feel very maternal, but also I just want to hang out and drink with her. So much like my character.
I know. I know it's weird that we're playing mothers of, teenagers.
Yeah. No, I know. I was like, I felt better when they were like, well, she had her young. I'm like, okay.
I adopted
How
mine.
Young? When
I adopted
five?
Mine. I adopted. All right. Okay, bye.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.